This is Digital Dave.
And I'm still falling up, Fast Daddy.
And this is EAA Radio. Joining us now is Mr. Sam, I'm going to get this wrong, Bosfield. Oh, he gave me a pronunciation thing and I didn't. Anyway, how you doing?
Doing great. Thanks a lot.
Let's just move on.
Yeah, quickly. Let's keep falling up now.
Yeah, maybe I was the one falling up. Anyway, you are Samson the Switchblade, which is a really cool looking rotable aircraft. Oh, wait, multi-mode vehicle.
There you go. That's the term we like. The multi-mode vehicle embraces a lot of things. Since we're not a car, we can't be a flying car. And there's others out there that are flying and driving vehicles, too. A PALV, it's not a car, so you can't call it a flying car. So we decided, oh, well, let's find something that we can call everybody and then kind of, you know, broaden the category a bit.
Well, that sounds interesting. I've seen from your posts that you guys are, you're working hard. There are some slick engineering that you've had to do here to make this thing work.
Yeah, it's not the easiest feat in the world, and probably the reason why it hasn't been successfully done, at least commercially that way. And we've been making good progress. So now we're wrapping up the wings, getting ready to roll into the body, and then finish off with the tail. We can run the tail and the body kind of parallel. The wing was kind of linear, so we had to start with that and just kind of keep going at it.
What challenges have you had that you would say are unique to your design?
Well, for us, the swinging wing, it's a bit unusual. Most of them have, they do have swings that get the wing out of the way, but we wanted to protect the wings and the tail while you're on the road. We don't want a chance of getting road dings or road rash or anything like that on there and damage that. So we had to come up with a system to get it out of the way and protect it while it's on the ground. So that's been a pretty good one. The other one is a transmission. There's no flying car transmissions. Can you believe that?
Nah, who'd have
thought? We got to talk to somebody about that.
Amazon? Nope, nobody has one.
Amazon?
You didn't
eBay?
Look on eBay?
I don't know. Maybe eBay has one. I haven't been there. But Amazon, you know, they're the kings.
Well, yeah, the engines environments are so much different. Aircraft engine is fixed RPM. Car engines all over the place.
Yeah. Yeah, we ended up with the Modus MV4, modified, of course, for aircraft use. So we used the Modus with their standard electronic ignition system for the ground, because it's for that. It's an engineer for start-stop, acceleration, that kind of thing. And then we have on top, and as our backup for the ground, is the aircraft one, which is really set for gearing the engine and running the engine at the fixed RPMs and maintaining that. We also dropped the RPM down. Normally that engine runs at 8,000 max. We drop everything down to 5,000 for engine longevity.
Yeah, thank you. I like that idea.
Yeah.
That's good.
I like longevity.
8,000 RPM is a lot to be pulling for any engine over a period of time.
Yeah, not going to work.
Not for long.
Eventually it's going to come apart on you if you're not careful.
Yeah.
And you know,
when you're sitting at a red light or something.
Yeah. Yes, right.
That'd be the worst time for a failure.
Speaking of 8,000 RPM, will this thing do a burnout across an intersection there?
You know, it's been faster than a Jaguar XK8. We've done head-to-head.
Seriously?
Seriously. Twice, three times in a row. The third time, we gave it a rolling start advantage, and we still pulled away from it without trouble.
Well, how much does your vehicle weigh?
You know, it's max gross is 1750, so yeah, that's the big deal.
Power to weight ratio.
What kind of horsepower are you pulling out of this thing?
We're supercharging it to get about 190 horsepower at that 5,000 RPM red line.
That's a rocket on the ground.
Yeah, I know. It's probably a little bit much.
Nah.
Okay. If it's not, then it's not, but it's really fun to drive, actually. And it's the ground prototype we tested at max gross, just to make sure, you know, worst condition, and put it through a road and track slalom course, 8 cones, 100 feet apart, and outperformed everything in our wheelbase. Doesn't outperform a Porsche, of course, because they're little short wheelbase things. They could whip through the cones before you can even blink. But anything that with our wheel spacing, we outmaneuvered, so it was pretty cool.
Yeah, plus I haven't seen any Porsches with wings.
No, you know, Ferrari guys say the same things. It looks like a Ferrari, but their Ferrari doesn't fly.
Right.
What kind of materials are you using in this?
Same as Boeing. It's toray, prepreg, carbon fiber, a little bit of chrome moly in the back where the engine and transmission are. There's just too many holes in it back there for carbon to work, so it's a carbon shell around a tube frame in the very back.
What about the tail structure? I know it's an extendable tail, so you've got some booms.
Yeah.
That's
has some metal in it for the track, for the extension, and the rollers in the track for that, but that's all carbon fiber as well, and then there's metal, of course, in there for the gears to rotate the tail around and do all that. So it's, you know, carbon's great, but it doesn't do everything. So you have to put the pieces
in
to make sense.
It's just one of the tools.
Yeah, exactly.
One of the things to play with.
What kind of cruising speeds are you looking for?
We'd like to see 160 knot cruise, or 160 mile an hour cruise, I should say. We convert all to miles per hour.
We're American.
Yeah, that's the ground thing, you know, mile per hour. So yeah, 160 mile an hour cruise would be what we feel we could do with a larger engine.
You know, that brings to mind a question. This is a stupid question. You got a speedometer when you're in car mode.
Yeah.
Is that same instrument going to be used as your airspeed indicator?
It's not a stupid question. It's a great one. We actually, we base everything off of the engine readings that that the Garmin G3X or Dynon Skyview perceive, basically. And that's kicked out by the, one, by the engine computer, but also by the wheel sensor that senses for miles per hour and whatnot. And that gets all fed into the Dynon or the Garmin G3X, and then we pull the data bitstream, like the digital data, off that, and we throw it right onto a screen right in front of you. We call it eyes front display, because when you're taking off and landing, you want everything kind of focused. You don't want to be trying to look over and spot it in a big cluttered stream. So we pull all that data right off into a little simple digital stream right in front of you, and it's left or right, because there's left drive and right drive countries. So rather than re-engineer the whole system, we just have it set up for dual controls, and you can either fly and drive from the left or right, or both if you wanted.
Well, that'd be slightly confusing.
Well, not if you're in the UK. Well, you want a right side.
I don't think I want to drive just because of that reason. I know I'm going to screw up a left turn.
Oh, yeah.
So you're talking a full glass cockpit in this.
It is. It is full glass cockpit. Mm-hmm.
Wow.
It's
weight savings.
Well,
instead of having a dedicated gauge that weighs 3 pounds, you have a 3-pound thing that does it all.
I agree. It's a good way to go.
Yeah. Plus a dashboard. If you're trying to make an uncluttered dash and you've got a lot of things going on, it's a bit much. So.
What about creature comforts? Is it air conditioned on the ground by any chance?
Yes, it is. Air conditioned. And in this case, we're an experimental, so we can actually opt for the regular ground like Honda or Toyota. We have right now a Honda compressor that runs right off the engine, just like a car would, basically. It's just not operated during takeoff. So takeoff, it shuts off.
And yeah, it gets hot power for the 30 seconds.
Yeah, 30 seconds. You have to put up with that.
What kind of climb are you anticipating with this?
That's a feature I don't have right off the top of my head, to be honest with you. There are, when we flew it in an X-plane, if you can figure on X-plane being worth anything at all as far as that goes, it's a pretty nice climb. Whether to believe that or not, I don't know, and so I'll just not say.
How far away are you guys from a flying prototype?
I would like to say we'd fly by the end of the year. That's our target and goal at this point.
Nice.
And all that's right where we want to be. But the first flights, of course, are going to be off in some
shrouded
distant
in secrecy.
See, yes, mostly just to protect the guys so they can stay focused. We have a lot of people there. You know how it gets a little crazy.
It turns into a media circus, and then. You know, bad things can happen just because you're not focused on your job.
Yeah.
You know, the airplane can fly perfectly, but you missed step 13, you dummy.
Yeah, that's right. Well, luckily we have a really great test pilot. He was a test pilot in the military and then chief test pilot for United Airlines and now actually in the FAA and test procedures there. We had to get a special letter for him to continue when he had that job. But it isn't conflict because we're experimental, so they don't register us.
No, but the FAA just wants to know he's going to be back on Monday.
Yeah, it's true.
What about DOT and the regulations regarding roadworthy vehicles?
Well, you're actually licensed as a motorcycle, aren't you?
It's a class as a motorcycle on the ground, at least at this case, at this point.
That helps
Congress
a lot.
It does. It fits in with more of the engineering and the regulations that an airplane would use. You know, some pretty lightweight, not really extravagant.
No cup holders.
We'll have cup holders.
You better have cup holders.
I know. Come on.
I want to see the test card on that. Stabilize aircraft at 100 knots. Open coffee.
I had a great one. My father-in-law got a ride back from Lear, Bill Lear, from Chicago to where he was in Reno with a setup there. And on the way back, he says, I got to go up the cockpit. He poured the guy some wine in glasses and said, I got to go to the cockpit and check up on things. And he went up there, and they... he said back on the radio or the intercom, hey, look out the window. And they were upside down. They couldn't tell. He'd gone up there to do an aileron roll so smoothly, the wine stayed in the glass. He says, last on the trip out, I practiced and I spilled a drop. So I'm happy with this one.
Wow.
So this one, we're going to do our cup holder test. We'll do an aileron roll and see if we can do the same thing. See?
Oh, wait a minute. You're not really designing this to do aerobatics, though.
Yeah, that's what I was wondering.
Not an aerobatic plane.
Not yet. However, is a motorcycle.
Yeah, exactly. That's true. Well, you know, it's good that you're able to license it on the ground as a motorcycle. There are a lot of three-wheel bikes and trikes out there right now. Mm-hmm. You know, there are several different manufacturers that have come out with them.
Okay, the speed racer question.
Uh-oh.
Can I take off on a ramp and, oh my God, hit the button in the middle of the steering wheel and have the wings pop out and then fly away?
Yeah, it takes about a minute and a half, so you better have that window done. It's not really designed to do that on the fly.
Darn.
Yeah. It's
put a bigger spring on that wing mechanism.
I know. Well, it's electrical. It takes about a minute and a half for it all to happen.
You know, there goes a lot of people's fantasies.
You lost
me
right there, yeah.
Yep, okay. Because, you know, they're getting chased by the police. There's 11 million cars behind them.
The
helicopter's up there.
Yeah. Come on, James Bond.
Flip the wings and bye-bye.
Yeah, we want to be out of there. It asks all the time, but unless your license plate says 007, you're going to go.
Okay. Real quick, you said you're doing a forum presentation. When and where?
Yeah, forum presentation is at 4 o'clock to 5:15. It's at Workshop Classroom 1, which is near, it's the south side of the forum tents near the federal building.
Which is not far from where we are right now.
No, it's exactly. Just right across the way here.
Very good.
What's your website?
www.samsonsky.com, SAMSONsky.com.
All right.
Have to go and check it out. Definitely.
Cool. I want to thank you for joining us, sir.
Oh, yeah. It's always good to see you guys. Thanks a lot.
I can't wait to see this thing out here on the runway.
Yeah, me too. We'll be driving around here having fun.
With cup holders and coffee. Yeah, we know.
Exactly.
Oh, wait a minute.
Chased by the cops, too.
Yeah. We can arrange that.
Sure
you could. They know us very well back home.
All right. This is Digital Dave.
And I'm Fast Eddie.
And you're listening to EAA Radio.